And that gives you information that maybe an ache or a pain somewhere. You haven't got your body quite right. So, if that's the case, move, adjust. Looking at the legs. You can arouse mindfulness of your legs simply by asking the question, legs, how are you? Do you want to be moved? Are you comfortable? Is it good enough? When you're asking question, the mind goes to that area to listen to the answer. Thereby you get information, feedback from your legs. My legs are telling me my right heel is digging into my shin. So I better move, otherwise it will really start to hurt later. It's better. And you ask your bottom, how are you down there? Making sure that it's comfortable enough to maintain this position for, was it half an hour? Your back. Good stretch. Until the back feels really nice. The hands, making sure even the little teddy bear is nice and comfortable in my hands. Shoulders, nice and relaxed. Nothing being pulled or pushed or strained. The neck, nice and loose, comfortable. My face, at ease, relaxed too. My whole body, comfortable. If there's any part of your body deep inside which needs to be relaxed, it could be your stomach or your bowels or you know, a headache somewhere, any ache or pain, let the mind naturally focus on it and see how you can relax it. The mindfulness allows you to get feedback, how to ease pain or how to make it worse. You learn both, so you don't need to make the pain worse anymore. You know how to let it be. Once everything is nice and comfortable, as best you can, then just look at your piezometer in your emotional world. Are you agitated or peaceful in your mind? Just establish a little bit of peace first of all. Understanding how to bring that needle closer and closer to one. So you're not agitated, but you're at peace. Not carrying the burden of the past, not needlessly worrying about the future, but just being here. Now you're peaceful enough, not totally peaceful, but calmed down, settled. Now use your powers of imagination, visualization, to imagine a small little being, an imaginary being. I usually use a little kitten, a puppy, a little dog, baby, a little animal, a rabbit, some little animal which you discover alone, without a friend, hungry, hurting, cold. So I say kitten, you can use any of these other animals, imaginary or real, teddy bear. In my little imaginary kittens, I imagine, visualize coming across her, I pass her, dark corner of this world, and I see these two little eyes, green eyes, staring out at me. I know that something is there, and I feel its fear, its terror, but also its hope. Hope that there may be one being it can trust, who will give it love and care, heal its wound and protect. Protect her until she gets big enough. And it meows. I realize it's a small abandoned kitten. To be able to bring her out from that lonely, cold, hot, cold corner where she's been hiding for I don't know how long. I extend my hand slowly, but always keeping eye contact. Dear little kitten, you don't need to fear. I will care for you, protect you, and love you, feed you, keep you warm, heal your wounds. We all need a friend, a protector, someone to share our life with. I can care for you. With your eyes staring into this little kitten's eyes, you feel that she's beginning to trust you a little bit more. Trust you enough that you can extend your hand further and further until the little frightened kitten allows you to touch her skin, her fur. Most cats' fur is usually clean and smooth and silky. I can feel this cat's fur is caked with dirt and blood. This poor little kitten has been through such rejection, fights and pain. No wonder it's hiding and doesn't trust anybody. And I can feel his bones protruding through its skin. It must be so hungry. So I extend my hand and cradle that little kitten and pick her up, and she allows me to do so. Still keeping eye contact with my imaginary kitten, I send all these thoughts of reassurance and kindness. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart will always be open to you, protecting you, caring for you, looking after you. Allow me to be your friend, the one who cares for you. And I feel her soften a little bit, her fear diminish. Allow me to pick her up and bring her closer and closer to me. She's beginning to trust me. As I bring her close to my chest, I can feel her relax. I can see just the scars on her little young body. So many times she must have come out trusting other animals or people and just been hurt so badly. But she still trusts. So I cradle her so gently next to my chest, warming her cold body with my heat,
easing its wounds and pains. Dear little kitten, please give me the privilege to care for you, look after you, protect you, feed you, to watch you grow up into a little cat like all the other animals, free, fearless, happy, doing what cats do. Dear little kitten, I love you. I care for you. And see this little kitten got so soft, so trusting, it falls asleep in my arms and starts to purr, maybe the first purr in her life. And I feel the area where its imaginary kitten meets my chest and feel it start to tingle. Tingle with the warmth of loving kindness. And I imagine on the inside of that area, close to my physical heart, something starts to stir. Feelings of loving kindness, which I now imagine. I now visualize like a golden light starting to shine through my skin into my imaginary kitten's skin, into her body, warming, healing, reassuring, from the tips to her little paws, from the end of her tail, out to her ears and her whiskers, and feel her curl up so soft, so trusting. I will never let you down, little kitten. You found someone who can take care of you. The little kitten realizes that. And I bathe her in this beautiful golden light of loving kindness. From the tip of her little nose to the end of her tail, which is curled up. Dear little kitten, may you take my loving kindness. May it warm and heal and give you hope that whatever pain or hunger you feel will soon disappear. When you have hope and love, you can face anything in this world. So my little kitten falls fast asleep. So I cradle it so softly, so carefully, until my loving kindness starts to get stronger and stronger. It is like a fire, like a glow, which goes through my chest into my imaginary kitten. Like any other fire, you have to start with something which easily takes a flame. I use a little kitten, you can use a puppy or a little teddy bear in your lap. It's the time to do thinking, but focused thinking, which generates these beautiful emotions of warmth and love and kindness and caring. And once you're strong enough, then I visualize another being, another person who is very close to you in this life, maybe in the other side of the world, or maybe just a few meters away. The closest friend in the world, imagine them standing right in front of you. You imagine they're not that different from a little kitten. They too experience fear of rejection and loneliness and pain. They have so much which needs your love as well. So you look at that dear friend, could be a relation, a loved one. A dear friend, I care for you. And I realize just how you need my love, my attention, my kindness, as much as that little kitten does. You're real. So my dear friend, the door of my heart is open to you. I care for you, not to change you, but to care for you. As you imagine this golden light of loving kindness coming out from your heart and going into the best friend in this life, going up to their head, to their ears, warming, healing, relaxing, reassuring. Just like the story, my mother's love could kiss any part of my body and take all the pain away. Just with your loving kindness, down to the shoulders, to the tips of the hands, to the fingers, down through the body, any aches or pains or sicknesses. Imagine this loving kindness, like this beautiful golden radiation, healing, reassuring, softening, relaxing. Open the door of your heart to all this kindness. Visualize as a powerful golden glow of light radiates your best friend down to the legs, to the toes, the whole body. May you be well and happy, my friend. I really do care for you. The energy of my meditation, I give it all to you. May you be at peace. You can imagine, visualize imaginary arms coming out from the side of your body, going round to the back of your friend and hugging them, bringing them in as a gesture of kindness, of support, of trust. Your happiness is my happiness. Your problems are my problems. You're a friend, we share. This beautiful loving kindness, this glow unites both of you. Healing, warming, taking away fear, taking away ill health. This lovely, loving kindness opens out blockages, relaxes strains. The radiation of love, golden, golden light coming out from your heart, going into your best friend, up and down. May you be free of all pain and fear or suffering. May you be at peace with yourself and your world. So much at peace that you do have the freedom and the inspiration to love others, to forgive them, to let go, so you can enjoy their company in this moment. I care for you, dear friend. And then, without opening your eyes, imagine all the people in this room, with the bhikkhunis, Prawoon, myself, all the lay people here, all the people you shared cottages with, this sat opposite in the dining room, all the people in this room who, just like you, need and deserve this wonderful golden glow of loving kindness. Imagine this light coming out from your chest and going to everybody in this room. My loving kindness, your metta, all mixing up. Going to everybody, right into their hearts, and from their hearts down to their arms and fingertips, down their legs to their toes, up to the tips of their hairs and their nose and their ears. And receive other people's as you give yours. Your loving kindness. Your gratitude. Thank you for being here as one of the people I've shared these 9 days with. And I care for you as I feel the care coming to me. The door of my heart is open to give and to receive. With no strings attached, this unconditional, undemanding, loving kindness, which just wants to give and to serve and to aid. This beautiful loving kindness, like a golden glow, fills this whole room with its power. You feel that someone loves me as I am, cares for me. They don't want to change me. This is beautiful, freeing, liberating, loving kindness. Just fills up this whole room. You feel its effect. Easing, relaxing, letting things be. And soon the loving kindness gets too strong for one room to contain. So all that power of love and forgiveness and acceptance and embracing goes through the doors and the windows and even the walls to everybody in this compound in Jhana Grove, to the anchor, to the caretakers, to the millipedes, the birds, the ants, snake, everybody, every being in this compound. May you all know that you're being loved and cared for and respected. The door of our hearts open to you as well, as you spread this loving kindness to all beings in this compound. May you all be happy and well, free of fear, knowing that we respect you and care for you. And you feel the emotion of love pouring out of your heart, filling this whole part of the forest called Jhana Grove. Going over the road to Bodhinyana Monastery, where I'll soon be, many people are visiting, many of my co-monks are there. Up the road to Karnat Prison Farm, where there are many people who are pain and suffering because of the things which they have done on others. Why? Who knows? But please remember, you have friends over here. As your door of your heart opens wide, without exception, just wanting to give and forgive and love and care, and take away the pain of all the people your loving kindness meets. As the loving kindness spreads wider and wider throughout the whole forest, to the towns on the bottom of the hill, up to the city of Perth, north and south, all over. In its city there are people who are in deep pain, accidents, traumas, and people whose loved ones are in those hospitals just waiting anxiously for news. People who are arguing with ones they love. I don't know why it is they said these stupid things. People without homes. All people in this great city of Perth. May you know deep inside you're being loved and cared for and thought of. As this loving kindness, like a golden glow, goes out through this monastery, out into the world, spreading wider and wider as it goes south, as it goes north, east and west, all the way across Australia through Adelaide and Melbourne and Sydney, where you've got people who are waiting for you, your loved ones and friends. Send your loving kindness before you arrive. May they all be well and happy and at peace and free. Up the north to Queensland, way past this island of Australia to New Zealand, up to Indonesia, where many of you have your family, your friends, where I have my little chaching, my little devoted worms. As this loving kindness goes throughout the whole of Southeast Asia, up through Singapore and Malaysia and Thailand and Hong Kong and China, over to Burma and India, further afield throughout the whole of the Middle East and Europe and Africa and Americas. There's this loving kindness like a blanket envelops the whole world in healing and forgiveness and care. May all beings in this great world receive my kindness and my care, just like I gave it to that little kitten, to heal it, to reassure it, to feed it what's more important and nourishing than real food, love, kindness. As this loving kindness envelops this whole planet, may beings and all ecosystems of this planet be well and happy and healthy. We care. And that energy does have an effect. And then, finally, there's one person you've missed out. So imagine a big full-length mirror in front of you. And you're seeing this person called you. The one you can never run away from, escape from. The first person you meet when you wake up in the morning, the last person you say goodnight to when you fall asleep. Yourself. Imagine looking yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, me, the door of my heart's open to me as well. I'll never be so critical and measuring of myself. I forgive me. The door of my heart is fully open no matter what I've ever done or what I might do in the future. Love is forgiving and accepting. Embracing yourself as you are, not trying to cure anything but to care for it. To heal, like you held that little kitten in your arms. You held that frightened little person called you in your arms so it can relax, heal, and grow. This beautiful loving kindness comes towards yourself, your body, and your mind. Accepting, caring, healing, because you care. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes to every fingertip, this beautiful loving kindness, but now coming from within you and totally bathing your body and mind. May I be at peace and free. Feel what it does. Notice the beautiful lightness, openness, and happiness of giving and receiving unconditional loving kindness. Now we have to gather that energy. Imagine drawing it in from every part of the globe. Drawing back the light, but leaving the warmth, the healing, the love. Just bringing the rays of light in, into Australia, into Perth, Serpentine, into Jhana Grove, into this hall. And drawing it in to your heart. Until it feels like a golden incandescent ball of energy inside of you. And imagine a white pure lotus. Imagine the petals of that lotus closing in around that incandescent ball of beautiful, focused, loving kindness energy. Until it stays in that lotus. To be used in another time, another place. And now give me the blessing. Please keep your eyes closed until the blessing is completed.
Santa Pavajito Sabha Vera Mati Gando Nibhuto Chatu Vang Bhava Sabhiti Oviva Chantu Sabha Rogo Vinasatu Mate. siritsa nicha uta pachalino chatalo dhamma watanti ayuvado sukhan. There goes another retreat. Just when I used to miss the bus going to work in London, there's always another bus coming behind. Relax. So even here, another retreat coming soon, somewhere close to you. So have a wonderful time, and I'll see you, if not back in China Grove, I'll see you in Penang, or in KL, or in...